Beginning today's Shir and Simon Reish Nun Zayin, we are up to Siv Dalad, which is the second line on page 56. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalad, Af al pi she'ein tomnim b'shabbos afilu b'dover she'ein mosif hevel. Even though we can't do hatmana, we can't insulate on Shabbos, even with something that does not add heat, im toman bo mi bod yom, if you did insulate it from before Shabbos, v'nizgala mishech hashecha, and then it got revealed from after nightfall, mutter lachzor v'lachasoso. You are allowed to go back and to recover it. So even though we're saying that you can't do hatmono with something that's not mosif hevel on Shabbos, but you can do it before Shabbos. So if you did it before Shabbos and it got uncovered on Shabbos, you can go ahead and cover it again. And so too, if you want to add to the insulation on Shabbos, you can. So too, if you want to remove the covering that you have and place another one in its stead, whether the first one is more hot than the second one, or the second one is more hot than the first one, even if initially it was only covered by a light blanket, you can remove the little blanket and put on a heavy woolen garment. That's all assuming that the dish was fully cooked. But if it was not fully cooked, then even to add to the covering would be forbidden, because this additional covering would cause it to be cooked. So now let's see the Mishabura beginning in Sivkatan Chaf Hei. The first thing we said in the Shulchan Aruch was that even though we said you can't do Atmana on Shabbos, even with something that's not Mosef Hevel, but if you already did the Atmana from before Shabbos, which was Mutter, and then it got revealed on Shabbos, you can go ahead and you can cover it. Says the Mishabura, Mashakosav in this Gala Lav Dafka, that which the Mechaber says that it got uncovered, is lav dafka. It sounds like it has to get uncovered on its own for you to fix it. But the Mechaber says right away in the next line that even l'chadchila you can take it off and put another one on. So what's the chiddush in this line of in this gala? Elo de kamash mulon, the chiddush of the Mechaber by saying it got revealed is the af v'chiyagavnash in this gala memela, that even in this case where it got revealed on its own, Dafka Mishech Hashecha, you can specifically replace it when it got uncovered on Shabbos. Avel in Nisgala Mibod Yom, but if it got uncovered during the day on Friday, Aser Lachasoso B'Shabbos, it would be forbidden to recover it on Shabbos. It all had to have to happen on Shabbos. It got uncovered and you recovered it. If it got uncovered on Friday, you cannot recover it on Shabbos. Tahavelei Kematmin Lachachila B'Shabbos, that would be like insulating initially on Shabbos, which is forbidden. The koshakein de'im gilo b'yadayim ibod yom. Certainly, if you opened up the covering with your hands during the day on Friday, afilu adas lachasosa mishatechshach, even if you had in mind to cover it again when it got dark, the asur lachasosa b'shabbos, that would be forbidden. So everything that has to be done, which is referred to in Siv Dalad, it has to all happen have happened on Shabbos, that it got uncovered on its own, or you uncovered it on its own, and then you cover it again on Shabbos, that's going to be okay. But if it got covered on its own on Friday, or you uncovered it on Friday, you would not be allowed to recover it on Shabbos. That would be considered an initial insulation, and that would be an Isser of Hatmana. Says the Mishabura Vaiter in Sivkatan Chavav, we said, even if you're changing the level of the Hatmana, that you started with a Sadin, with a sheet, and you end with a glufkirin, which is a heavy woolen blanket, it's still going to be okay. Says the Mishabura, Aslamar means to say, the low tema, don't say the ze eino chashuva hatmana, that a small, thin sheet is not considered hatmana, she'eino mo'al, because it doesn't help at all. And therefore, when you put the heavy woolen blanket on Shabbos, that's like an initial insulation. The chiddush of the Mechaber is that even this light blanket, the sadin, does help a little bit with the insulation, and therefore it is not considered an initial hatmana when you put on the heavy blanket. It's just a continuation. Says the Mishabura Vaitim in Sivkot Nochav Zayin, Gorim Lo, we said at the end of the Mechaber that all these leniencies of fixing or changing the Hatmana on Shabbos is only if the dish was fully cooked. But if it's not fully cooked, then even just adding on to it, which is the lightest of the things that you're doing in the mechaber, would be usur, because this additional covering is causing it to cook. Says the Mishabura, I am the Bir Halacha. Now the Bir Halacha is bothered here by a basic question, and that is, we're discussing over here in this sif, Hatmana with a Dover She'ein Mosef Hevel. If you're discussing Hatmana with a Dover She'ein Mosef Hevel, how could you say that by adding a little bit more Hatmana, that's going to cause it to cook if it's not cooked? It's not adding any heat, it's just retaining the heat level that is there. So the Bir Halacha brings down two explanations in Divrei Maskil Gorim Lo L'Isbashel. Number one is from the Magen Avraham. Kishetmuna bidavar she'enu mosef hevel. If it is insulated in something that does not add heat, pashit she'enu gorim bishul klal. It's obviously, like we just stated, it will not cause any bishul. Elomari biderach shakasa b'sivches. Rather, we're discussing over here a case similar to what we're going to see in the next year in sivches. V'hainu, and that is, shakadeira omedas agabe kira she'esh tatea gecholim. The pot is sitting on a stove that has underneath it coals, ketumen, and the coals are covered. Because if the coals were not covered, it would be usur to leave the pot there from before Shabbos if it's not fully cooked with the mechaber. And the pot is then covered with garments. The inyan she'ein nogin b'kadeira, in a way that we'll see in sifches, is not a problem because the garments are not touching the pot. Kemavur b'sifches, the mutter l'hatman b'derel said that you lie to atmana, you put a board over the pot and the garments over the board, so it's going around the pot but not touching the pot. That's mutter. V'oz goin bishul ayideo safas akisui. And that would, in fact, cause cooking by adding coverings, because l'maisa, you do have the coals underneath. That is the Pshat the Magen Avraham says of what's going on over here in Sif Dalet, where we say eating, even adding things that are not Mosef Hevel, could be a problem if it's not fully cooked. However, B'Sefer Beis Meir Cholik Olav Akosa, the Beis Meir argues and writes, the Pashtius Hatur V'Shulchan Aruch Mashu the Ma'ariv L'Chol Gavni. That's not the simple reading of the Mechaber over here or the Tur. It's Mashu. We're talking about a simple case of being doing Atmana with the Davar She'en Mosef Hevel. V'Chein Kosa B'Sefer Na'ar Shalom. The Atam Kosa B'Seva Beis Meir. The problem over here is the Kishemat Min Dover Roseach Shomei Berisi Chosa Umizbashel. If you are going to insulate a dish that is boiling hot and is in the state of cooking, Af Shemat Min B'Dover She'ein Mosef Hevel. Even if you're going to insulate with something that doesn't add heat, Elo Mamido B'Chamimuso Uberisi Chosa, it just keeps in the heat. So long that you keep the boiling hot pot boiling hot by insulating it and retaining the heat without adding heat, it continues to cook. And that additional time that you leave on the insulation, it causes bishul. Rashi brings a beautiful raya that hatmana, that's not Mosef Hevel, can cause bishul on a dish that's boiling hot. Rashi says, "V'notel es aglufkarin, you should take off the heavy woolen blanket. Im yare shemakdiach tavshilo, if you're afraid it's going to burn your dish. Avshe biglufin ena mosiv hevel, even though the glufkarin is a hatmana and something that's not mosiv hevel, still Rashi says you should remove it if you're afraid the dish is going to burn. How's the dish going to burn? How is it proceeding in its cooking?" If it's a davar she'en mosef hevel, Elamai, you see from here that even a davar she'en mosef hevel, if it's around the pot that's boiling hot, that will allow the cooking to continue, and that would be a problem. So that is the second pshat over here, the simpler pshat, not coming on to chidushim from sifches, which we didn't even get to yet, but just a simple case that if the dish is not fully cooked and you can do hatmana in a davar she'en mosef hevel, that can continue the cooking process, and therefore that would be a problem. Let's see the mechaber vayter in sifhei. In Pina Hatavshil B'Shabbos Mikderish in Isbashel B'Lokdera Acheres. If you poured out your dish on Shabbos from the pot in which it was cooked in to a different pot, Mutter Lahatmino B'Dover She'en Mosef Hevel. You are allowed to do Hatmana on this Klisheni, on the second pot that the dish was moved into. Even though on Shabbos we say you can't do Hatmana with B'Dover She'en Mosef Hevel, that's only in the Kli Rishon. But if it's poured into a Klisheni, that would be permissible. Says the Mishavur in Sivkot Nochavches in Pina. The lo asru elokashu b'kli rishon shenis bashel, but we only asur hatmana on Shabbos with a davar she'ena most of hevel, if it's in its initial pot that it was cooked in. Aval kishipino l'kli acher, but if it was poured into another kli, af sha'adayin hayatzo ledes bo mutter, even if the dish is still boiling hot, it is mutter to do hatmana with the davar she'ena most of hevel. Even if you decide to then pour it back into the initial kli that it was in, namishari, it's also permissible to do the hatmana over there, to sulo mikri kli rishon, because it no longer gets the shame of a kli rishon. Because then it gets a din of cold, which is mutter to be matman in a davar she'ena most of hevel. And even if it's still in the initial kli in which it was cooked, but it has cooled off to below the point of yatzel ledesbo, if it's a time of need, it appears that you would be allowed to do atmana there as well. So basically we're saying that only when a pot, when a dish is in the initial pot in which it was cooked and it's still yatzel ledesbo, so then we say hatmana b'davar she'ena most of hevel is aser on Shabbos. But once it's poured to a different dish, even if it's boiling hot, it gets a din of a cold dish. And therefore, the hatmana with the davar she'ena most of hevel is permissible. Says the Mishibur, Sifkanu chavdes l'kedera acheres, you pour it to a different kedera. Ve'ein afgamino im niskavim b'feirish kedei l'karer o b'stoma l'eza siba. Says the Mishibur, it does not matter if when you poured it into the second kli, your intention was to cool off the dish, or for a different reason. No matter what, as long as you poured it to a different dish, you are allowed to do hatmana in the new dish. Now, the Chazon Ish takes out a very important halacha lemaisa from over here, and that is in note 29. Ubatama dover kosva Chazon Ish. The reason is, writes the Chazon Ish, sha'af al pi shelo pinas atashel b'shvila karuro. Even though you did not move the dish to a different pot in order to cool it off, elo misib acheres, rather it was for a different reason, Mikomakom kevan shu lo nimno miligrom latavshil iskarer aideha varasu lo kli acher. Since you did not hold back from pouring the dish into another pot, which automatically cools it off, even though it wasn't your kavana, but you didn't stop, and you actually poured it into the other pot, which automatically cools it off, lo chashashu shema yavo laharsicho. We're no longer worried that you might come to heat it up again. You did an act of cooling it off, and therefore that's enough that we're not concerned, even if you did atmana and lover she'ena most of hevel, that you'll come to heat it up again. Od Kosav HaChazonish, the Chazonish writes further, Shemutr Lahavir B'Shabbos Mayim Mimecham L'Kli HaShomer Aschoma Mayim, a thermos. According to this, says the Chazonish, you would be allowed to take water out of an urn that has boiling hot water and pour it into a thermos, even though a thermos is really there for insulation. Even if your kavana is that you want it to stay as hot as possible, you want to travel with the water to make a coffee for someone somewhere else, it's still going to be permissible. Shekeshem shekliisheni shehuavar lasocho tavshil. Because just like a klisheni that the dish was poured into, afilu shelohe viru kedei letzonano. Even if your intention was not to cool it off, mutter lahatmin klisheni zeh. You're allowed to do atmana on a klisheni. So who adin kishemavir elav as a tavshil tzarach atmana. So too, if your kavana is to insulate it in the second kli, it's still going to be mutter. V'hosev, and he adds on, sheyitochin shatmana bekli zeh. Eino b'chal atmana, this is not atmana at all. Sharei lo asru lo seiz tavshu l'so kli. They never asked pouring a dish into another kli. Limro shekol kli megin alchom atavshu shlo yitzani maher. Even though every kli really in some way protects a dish from getting cooled off. V'lo asru el lahatmen es akli atzmo b'soch beged. They only asked the initial kli rishon to do atmana on that. And then he goes on to say that covering the thermos also would not be a problem for the reason we discussed in the last year, and that is covering a kli in which the food is in with the normal covering is just there to prevent it from spilling or from animals getting in or for other reasons, and therefore the covering would be okay as well. And therefore the Chazon Ish holds that pouring from an urn, a kli rishon, into a thermos, even for insulation purposes, would be 100% fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitein Sifkat and Lamed B'davar She'eino. We said if you pour it into a kli sheni, it's mutter to insulate it with the davar she'eino most of hevel. Says the Mishnah Berurah the B'davar most of hevel, because to insulate it with something that would add heat, afilu tzonein gomer aser. Even if it's totally cold, it would be aser to do atmana in a davar most of hevel. Ukedul kamei, like we'll see shortly. Says the Mechaber Vayitein Sif Vav. Mutter lahatmin b'shabes davar tzonein b'davar she'eino most of hevel kedei sheli yitzanein b'yoser. O Kadesha Tofik Tsinaso, you are allowed to do atmana on Shabbos on something that is cold with something that does not add heat. It just retains the heat. If your kavana is that it shouldn't get colder or to dull some of the coldness that's there already. So to be matman a davar tzonin, a cold thing with a davar shein mosaf hevel, is mutter. Ava b'davar ha-mosaf hevel, but to be matman even a davar tzonin, and something that would add heat, afilu l'hatman tzonin gomer v'afilu mibodiyom nami aser. Even if it's totally cold, and you're doing it from before Shabbos, it is forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Aleph, v'afilu adam choshev shari. Even an adam choshev is allowed to insulate a cold dish in a davar she'enu mosaf hevel. What's the chiddush in that? So in note 31 he tells us, kavanoso, the kavan of this mishabura is she'ein poskin lahalocha kedash Rav Ami, that we don't pass like Rav Ami in the Gemara in Shabbos nun aleph amid aleph, who says she'adam choshev aser lo lahatman afilu tzonein. Rav Ami says in the Gemara that adam choshev can't do atmana even if it's cold, and Rashi explains she'aroa adam choshev she'meikel b'davar, someone who sees an adam choshev being meikel even by davar tzonein, olo lahokel yoser, he might take the kula even further and do something that is forbidden. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah comes and tells us we don't pass like Rav Ami, and even an Adam Choshev is permissible. So Kod Lamed Bey is Davar Tzonein, Kigo Mayim, like water, Otavshel, Tachas Karim, Uchsasos, or a dish that is cold, to put it under Karim Uchsasos, which is a Davar, She'enu Mosaf Hevel. Says the Mechaber, Vatim Sif Zayin, the last line on page 56, Kol Heicha Da Asrinan Hatmana, anytime that we say Hatmana is Aser, Afilu Bekteiru Mevushelas, Kol Tzorka Asrinan. We Aser, even if the dish is fully cooked, v'afilu mitzdamek v'ralo, even if the more it cooks, the worse it will be for the person. It's going to cook too much, it's not going to be good for him. Still, it is aser to do hatmana. Rama says on the next page chavtes v'chein ikir, that is dirk ralacha. And then the Rama brings the yesh mekilin. V'yesh mekilin v'omrim, there are those who are lenient and say, dekol shu chai lagamri, anytime the dish is totally raw, onis bashel kol tzarko, or it is fully cooked, mutter be'atmana kumo b'shihui. It's mutter when it comes to atmana, just like we said by shihia. O kumoshin is bar le'el b'simen reishin gimel, like we discussed at simen reishin gimel. O v'mokom shenogu l'hokil apis svara zun, a place where they are knowing to be lenient like this svara, ein limchos b'yodom, one should not protest against them. Aval ein linho kein b'shar makomos, but you should be not knowing this way in other locations. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel, the sheet of the Mechaber, which is very machmir, that atmana is aser even if it is fully cooked and it's mistamik v'ralo. Sifkatan Lamed Gimel v'lo dami l'shihi agabe kira d'lukuli amamutu m'mavushal kol tzarko k'v'simen reishin gimel. This is more machmir than a case of shihia on a kira, that according to everyone we said, if it's fully cooked, you're allowed to do shihia. D'stam atmana ikaru hu l'tzarech machar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is the Mechaber more machmir by atmana than by shehiyah? Because the stam atmana, the ikir, is for Shabbos day. V'tzarech hitu itfei shel yaskar hatavshel. And therefore, it will require more stoking of coals in order not to cool off by tomorrow suda. U'lekach chayshinam l'chol gavni l'chitui. And therefore, we wear it in all cases because of stoking the coals. Im yatman b'remetz. If the atmana was actually done in the remetz. And they made a gzeira on other things that are most of hevel, because you might come to do atmana in remetz and you might come to stoke the coals. And even if your atmana was done for the nighttime suda, the chacham was not mechalik in the gzeira. And they answered everything when it comes to atmana. Which is not the case by shehiya, leaving a pot on the stove when Shabbos is coming in. The stam shehiya who rak l'tzarech halayla. A stam shehiya is really being left there for the evening suda. Sherei menicha magula, because you're leaving it revealed. So it's obviously going to be eaten soon. Memeila velo yiskar b'zmamud. It's not going to get cooled off in such a short amount of time. Velo chashino l'chitu yibazeh. And therefore, we're not worried that you'll come to stoke the coals. And therefore, the mechaber is mechalik, that even though shehiyah is mutter going into Shabbos if it's fully cooked, but when it comes to hatmana, it is aser going to Shabbos even if it is fully cooked. Sifkadon lamedal afilu mitzamek v'ralo, even if the more it cooks, the worse it is for you. Ubidyevid mutter l'kuyamba b'mitzamek v'ralo v'kanal b'sifhei. Of course, bidyevid, if you did hatmana on a dover that's fully cooked and it's mistamek v'ralo, it would be okay, bidyevid, according to everyone, like we saw earlier, in Sif Aleph. The Rama said that is the Iker Shita, but he said there are those who are lenient and say that if it's raw or fully cooked, Hatmana is exactly like Shehiyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Hei, Koi Hatmana B'davar HaMosaf Helen El Yom. This lenient Shita, the Rama is bringing down, is going on Hatmana in a Davar HaMosaf Hevel from before Shabbos. Avala Hatman B'Shabbos B'davar She'en HaMosaf Hevel, but to do Hatmana on Shabbos with something that does not add heat, Afilu mavushal kol tzarka umetzamek v'ratlo. Even if it's fully cooked, and the more you cook it, the worse it's going to be for you. Aser lo kol yam, that'll be aser for everyone. This whole lenient shita is only on atmana before Shabbos in a davar amos of hevel, not on Shabbos even in a davar she'enu mos of hevel. We said if it's chai legamri, it's okay. Sivkotan la mitvav svir lahu. They hold kevan shu chai, since it is raw. Afilu im hoya matnim beremitz lo hoya misbashel aydei achitu l'tzarech halayla. Even if the hatmana was done in coals, it would not get cooked in time, even if you were stoking the coals for the evening suda. By tomorrow, even without stoking it, it will be cooked anyway. Therefore, we have no concern. If it's for tonight, it won't help. And if it's for tomorrow, it's not necessary. And therefore, it will be okay. So that is this lenient shita of the Ramah, which is similar to the lenient shita that we saw at the end of Sif Aleph in the Ramah. And the Mechaber over here argues that is a more machmir shita. Let's just see two more bir halachas over here on page Chav Tes. Number one is the Ramaskal v'chein ikir. That which Ramah said that the Mechaber shita, which is machmir, is the ikir. Shekein paskul kol ha-poskin. That's how all the poskin paskin. V'shita is ha-yesh mekilin. His shita yechida. This shita of the yesh mekilin the Ramah brings down is a das yachid, and therefore the ikir is a vada like the Mechaber. But the Ramah said in equating shehiya and hatmana that it would be okay to do hatmana when it's fully cooked. But now the Bir Halacha is bothered that we learned by Shehiya that according to one Shita, according to the lenient Shita that Ramah brought over there, that Shehiya was mutter even if it's not fully cooked, even if it's only Machal ben Jusoy. So says the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal called Tzarko, I am a Magad Avram Shekosov, to Ladas Yesh Omrim, I feel in this Basha to Machal ben Jusoy. According to the Yesh Omrim, even Machal ben Jusoy should be good enough. Because that's the rules by Shehiya in the lenient Shita. So that should be the Shita over here as well by Atmana. Va'im Bel Yerabba, Shecholeg Olav, Va'ayin Tosef HaShabbos, Mashkosav HaZeh, L'basov Maseh Gamu, De'bekavona, Nokar HaRamah Kol Tzarko. The Ramah mentioned B'dafka Kol Tzarko. La'ashme'inu De'pachos Mizeh, Apa Mokam Shenogu L'hoka Yeshlim Chos B'yodam Ma'achar, De'gam B'shiyah Yeshdeos B'zeh Ayin Sham. So the other poskim say, not like the Magen Avram, they say no. And we saw this earlier in the Bir Halacha, earlier in the Siman as well. And that is, they say we can't go with the two lenient shitas. Lenient shita number one is to tell me that Atmana is as lenient as Shehiya. Right? Remember the Mechaber says over here that Atmana is more machmir than Shehiya. So number one, you're going with lenient shita number one, that Atmana is only as machmir as Shehiya. And number two, you're going with the more lenient shita of Shehiya to say that Kamacha ben Yusai is going to be okay. And therefore, it's not so pasha to make that jump. And therefore, the poskim come out and say that the Ramah means bedafka. When he says that if it's in special called tzarko, it's mutter according to this lenient shita. It's dafka in this special called tzarko that we're going to equate hatmana to shehiya. But we're not going to equate it so much that we're going to go with the more lenient shita of shehiya and allow you to do hatmana in a dish that's only cooked kemacha ben yusai. So that's the machlokas over here that the Bir Halacha brings down. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we will begin Sifches.